You're listening to SBS News.
Back on the training pitch and ready to make history, the Socceroos enjoyed a day off after defeating the United Arab Emirates, but preparations are now in full swing for their date with destiny against Peru. And the team doesn't need to go far to find a player who's familiar with these occasions. Socceroos great Tim Cahill now calls Qatar home.
It's just really nervous now. You're a fan. You know, as a player, I wasn't as nervous because I can control my own destiny. I can control and dictate on the pitch the end goal.
Cahill spoke to the playing group before the UAE match and plans to do so again before Tuesday morning's intercontinental playoff.
Tactically now against Peru, it'll be about our shape. It'll be about how we press and when we press and holding to wait to hit on transition to affect the game, because if we're not clinical, it could mean our ticket to a World Cup or not to a World Cup.
Socceroos striker Jamie McLaren says it's a special time for the team and a chance to rewrite its story.
You know, he's shown his Australian spirit throughout those years, and we believe that it's time for us to step up and have our moments, and not only myself, but guys who have scored goals for this country, there's no greater feeling.
And midfielder Jackson Irvine says it's about working on the fine details, but adds that the players are full of energy.
Lots to him to learn from as well, which is always a good sign. So for us, we'll use the week to analyse and look at those small, fine margins that we can improve upon again.
Cahill is currently the chief sports officer at the Aspire Academy, which develops the next generation of Qatari athletes, and is also an ambassador for this year's FIFA World Cup. It's a role which he's been criticised for accepting due to Qatar being accused of human rights violations. But Cahill says there are opportunities too.
Qatar's allowed me to really flourish and put me in the roles and responsibilities that no other country would give me at such a young age. We fly to countries. We help with equipment. We help with structure, whether it's me going to Liberia to meet the president, George Weah, and to help find out what are the elements we can assist with.
But for the immediate future, Cahill is focused on being the best possible Socceroos fan.
Look, it's a one-off game, and it's not about putting pressure on the boys. There's nothing we can do to dictate what we say or what we do. What it is it's only about today and tomorrow. It's about how we affect the behaviours within inside our camp to leave everything on the pitch. But this will be tactical, and it'll be down to a mistake.
The reality that awaits the Socceroos if they defeat Peru on Tuesday morning is Al Janoub Stadium. It is where they'll play all three World Cup matches against France, Denmark and Tunisia. John Baldock, SBS News.